More heavy rain is forecast this weekend. According to Met Eireann, up to 20 to 30 millimetres of rain is on the way before this time tomorrow. An exceptionally wet July has already caused flooding early along parts of the River Shannon. Locals in the area known as the Callows between Athlone and Banagher in County Offaly say that approximately 75,000 acres of farmland are underwater, leading to a loss of hay and silage and bird life. The Save Our Shannon organisation is due to hold a protest locally tomorrow to highlight the ongoing flooding issues. They want the ESB and Inland Waterways to open gates on Loch Ree, Loch Allen and Loch Derg before periods of heavy rainfall. Emily Young of the organisation described what she can see from her home.
I'm south of Athlone town, and at the moment what I see around me is a vast expanse of water, grey water, covering the land. And just to give you, a different aspect, 1 month from previously to this time, we had very lovely verdant grass in the same area.
Do you know how much land is underwater?
I am told approximately 50 to 75,000 acres. And I'm speaking of the area now from Athlone down to Banagher, because beyond that, I don't have any communication with any of the folks.
Is this land that will be prone to flooding?
Yes, it is.
And in July? Or August?
No, it shouldn't be in this time of the year. This should be the area, the time when people can get their crops saved, their hay, their silage and all of that. But this year the flood has come very, very early, and it's this devastation. That's the only way that I can describe it to you.
So tell me about who's impacted by this, by there being that much land underwater at the moment.
Well, it's the local residents, it's the farmers, the farming community, because all of their fodder crop for the winter is lost. And I really mean all of it. It's not just a corner of a field here or there. Their whole livelihood is under water at this stage.
So you've lost hay, you've lost silage, what else?
Grazing crops are lost. The possibility, as I would see it, is that extra feedstuff would have to be bought in by way of silage, and I expect that there would be quite a substantial shortage of that as a result of the flooding.
The part of the world that you're in, there will be a lot of birds that will be dependent on that land too.
Ah, my goodness. Yes, the ecosystem is totally wiped out, the eco and the wildlife, and that is one of the crying shames of this whole flooding episode. It's incredible too. And the fish, of course. We did have brilliant fishing facilities around Athlone about 30 or 40 years ago, but that's gone.
You're holding a protest tomorrow under the banner Save Our Shannon. What are you looking for?
One agency to manage the River Shannon.
In response, the ESB, which operates Ardna Crusha Power Station further up the Shannon, has told us that it has progressively closed all sluices at Athlone in accordance with its guidelines, and it doesn't control flow of the river in the Athlone area. Waterways Ireland, which controls the river in the area, told us that all sluice gates under its control are open by mid-July, and that there was no further action available to prevent further rising water levels. Do you accept that?
No, I don't. I don't. Because on the 5th Saturday, the 15th of July, and before that, we had been trying to get through to Waterways Ireland and the ESB and to ask them to reduce the level of the lakes. Now, there are three lakes on the river, and if they reduce the capacity in those lakes, when flooding comes, then it will be able to accommodate the water. So my point there, Gavin, is if they could be opened at that time, why could they not have been opened prior to that?
That's Emily Young of the Save Our Shannon organisation. This lunchtime, the OPW has said that summer flooding in the Shannon Callows region is a real concern. In a statement, they said water levels and weather forecasts are monitored on a daily basis. The OPW said this informs decisions about the opening and closing of sluice gates and the operation of weirs.